talk. Do you understand? No. That means, you see, he came with that hat. Many of us, they don't know him. We don't know him because he has been a dervish long, long ago. But he came with our hat, so we said, well, that's a Jerahi dervish. It was this. But why are you so stuck with hats, you know? Why are you so interested in hats, you know?
Were you given a hat?
Why are you so interested in hats?
Were you given a hat?
I was reading a book, and I feel so in light with your knowledge and with your outrage in your younger life. You changed America concept about art with your shocking art.
I understand.
And so many another ways to express yourself. I see that in one kind of the hat.
You see that in the hat?
What is in the hat?
I see that manifestation he did in United States of America when he was younger. Is one kind of hat,
that, like identity. He was that kind of artist, so it was like a hat.
Siz diyor gençliğinizde hayatınızı okudum. Şok sanatıyla Amerikalıların fikrini değiştirdiniz, onları etkilediniz. Adeta şok sanatı sizin bir şapkanızdı.
Yok, şok sanatının şapkası yok. But there is no hat for an artist who makes shock art. But in the old days, and also, I mean, it obviously is a very, you know, flippant kind of identification, because I can put on the hat of an alim, of a man of knowledge, while I'm an idiot. That doesn't make me an alim. You know, I dress like a Muslim, and I really am not. You know, and I dress like a man, and I am not a man.
Stop.
You know, and I put a brassiere on, stop, and that doesn't make me a woman. You know what I'm saying? I know what we're talking about. Can you see me with a brassiere?
Okay.
I mean, you know.
It's not after 12 o'clock.
Huh?
It's not after 12 o'clock.
It's not yet 12 o'clock. No.
1 minute more.
If it's Wednesday, it could be 12 now.
A woman who dresses like a man doesn't become a man. A man who dresses like a woman doesn't become a woman. It becomes a transvestite. No. So, I mean, dresses and you can go and get from a... there are costumes for plays and such. You can get the general's uniform and you don't become a Napoleon Bonaparte, I mean, you know. You see, this is the problem. Now, if from this we can go into a problem, this is called hypocrisy. No, to appear what you are not. Yeah? Hazreti Mevlana Celaleddin Rumi says either, you know, how was it?
Appear as you are.
Either appear the way you are or be the way you appear. Yeah? So, and in our religion, a hypocrite is considered worse than a non-believer. Because a non-believer, eventually you can convince a non-believer to become a believer. But the hypocrite is pretending to be a believer while he doesn't believe. So you cannot make him become a believer because he already claims to be a believer. Huh? And this is a horrible, terrible human condition, you know, in the modern world. Everybody pretends to be somebody else than they are. Yeah? I mean, all this business of costume you're talking about. I mean, sort of when you go to have an interview, you all dress up. You know, and or for instance, if you go to the court, you know, you sort of dress up, while so you're pretending, you know, to be a normal person to be a better person by dressing up, and you ain't fooling nobody. Nobody gets really fooled with that. So I mean, all this business of hats and uniforms and appearances. You know, forget about it. We really don't know who we are. I mean, even the stupidest amongst us, you know, looks at to the most intelligent amongst us, the stupid one's evaluation of the most intelligent amongst us is much better than that person knows himself. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm a 90-year-old man and I should more or less know myself. You know me since 2 days, you don't know me at all. But when you look at me, your impression of me is more correct than my knowledge of myself. I'm telling you, all openly, yeah. So it's a sad situation. That is why, you know, there is a hadith which says, he who knows himself knows his Lord. It's not an easy thing to know oneself. So you can put any kind of hat you want. You can dress any kind of clothes you want, or you can pretend to be, you know, anyone you want to be, but it's not going to work. So forget about that business of hat.
Cihan'ın bir sorusu var.
Dinliyorum. Nasılsın oğlum?
Speaking of costumes on outfits, there are some sects in Islam that they try to put the clothing of the 7th century, like our prophet wears, the hat, you know, the outfit and everything. Is there any ground for this? Like, is there a validity in this?
Bir takım Müslümanlar Peygamber Efendimiz'in 7. yüzyılda giyindiği şekilde giyinmeyi kendilerine
düstur edinmişler. Bunun bir gerekçesi, bunun bir dayanağı var mı?
Who knows really? I mean, we know a lot of things about him. In fact, we even have some of his clothes, yeah. What was it today? You just told me that the reason that so many people died, you know, in the Hajj, is that they want to go and throw stones to the devil at a certain hour, which they think that the Prophet threw his stones to the devil during that. I mean, you know, what about, you know, all the incredible other qualities? I mean, his generosity, his kindness, his love of people, you know, his ability to sacrifice his time and effort, you know, for his people, and all these, that useful, useful imitations. You know, okay, so you imitate his beard. What? So you can, so that makes you the Prophet by growing a beard like the Prophet? I mean, or you shave under your arm, or you shave your private parts because the Prophet did, or you cut your fingernails, that makes you somebody, that helps you or anybody else? No! It's just the easy way out, you know? Easy way out. To dress like him is going to make you a Muslim, sure. And that's what I'm talking about, hypocrisy. Now, that's 100% hypocrisy. There is nothing else to imitate, except the hour that he threw stones to the devil. Who knows why? Because he had some other business to do before, and he had some business to do afterward, and that's why he threw the stones at that time, you know? We're in bad shape. May Allah help us. I don't have much. I don't wear the hat. I'm a sheikh, supposedly. And besides, this is not the sheikh's hat, because I'm a communist sheikh. You know, I want to be like everybody else. You know, I'm supposed to sit on different color skin, or I'm supposed to do all sorts of things which I don't. I'm very bad. The communist sheikh. Okay, the communist sheikh is going home.
I don't want.